Hello, and welcome to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections podcast about virtual reality. Today is March 15, 2017, and we are joined by Dan McIntyre, who serves as the Deputy Director of the Department of Corrections Bureau of Community Corrections. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thank you.
So today we're discussing the exciting use of new technology that actually began with you, and I'm referring to virtual reality. So Dan, tell us about when and how the virtual reality program began and why you believed there was a need for it.
Well, virtual reality, I learned from actually a supervisor with parole training, Ken Smith. He talked about it, using it as a training tool. And when I came to corrections, we talked with the secretary and he mentioned to us that he really wanted to look at the juvenile life of population and how we can reduce the stress and anxiety of this population being down 30, 40 plus years, coming out in the community and help the reentry efforts. So I immediately thought of virtual reality and how we could take those juvenile lifers who are coming back into the community, maybe into a community corrections setting, and have them see that through a virtual world first. So hopefully they can see where they're going to, what it's like, viewing the entire place in 360 to help reduce that stress and anxiety.
Okay, so can you explain how the technology actually works? Do they wear special goggles? How does it work for the inmate?
Yes, actually Secretary Wetzel selected the centers that they would be coming to if they needed a center to do the transition back into the community. And what we did was we went out and filmed those centers in 360. Then we take that film and we stitch it together. We have a company that assists us with that. And then we use that and load it onto a Samsung device. It's a lot like basically a mobile phone, but it is not a smartphone because it does not have phone capabilities. It just uses that as a tool to show the applications of the videos. So we'll load them onto the Samsung device and then put that on the Oculus. An Oculus is a headset that basically you put on the head, you plug into a headphones, and you'll be able to play any video that you have loaded onto there. So for instance, if we videotape one of our centers and put that on there, the reentrant or the inmate can view that in the SCI before they go to our centers.
Okay, so you've said you've actually done this. So tell us how the inmates or the reentrants actually reacted to it right then, right as they, you know, were done watching it.
It's actually enjoyable and humorous as to how they react, because it's the technologies, even though you see it on commercials and it's becoming more and more upfront with a lot of people, showing them to the inmates was unbelievable. One inmate actually recalled a juvenile lifer getting out of Graterford, went to the facility, and I later spoke with him and he said, you know, it was like deja vu, like I'd already been there. As soon as I showed up, I looked around and everything I looked at was exactly what it was in the Oculus. And it really made me feel like I was able to join in and get acclimated better. So it's been a wide variety. We've used it for hospice cases up in Muncie. We've used it for mental health inmates. And it has a huge impact on some of them, depending on their stories.
That's excellent. So it's truly groundbreaking work. Are you aware of any other state DOCs using this technology?
No, I've actually contacted several other states and no one that we're aware of is using it. And in fact, in this setting, BetaGov is not aware of anybody using this technology either.
Great, I'm glad you mentioned BetaGov, because that was my next question. So BetaGov is a nonprofit group that is actually helping the DOC to take a variety of concepts and ideas submitted by employees and test them to see whether they're worthy of continuing and the outcome is something that we are expecting. So BetaGov, actually, have they begun testing the virtual reality use yet, or are they about to?
Yeah, they're supporting the efforts. We're actually in SCI Muncie as a pilot program, using an incentive-based pilot program, which basically utilizes and reinforces positive conduct. So take, for instance, we're using units that or blocks of people that could use and see different places and experience different things, go to a beach, go to the mountains, go scuba diving, whatever it is an incentive for positive behavior, so that we can see a reduction in misconducts and reduction in staff assaults. And we're going to measure the positive outcomes of this and see if this technology really does work.
Excellent. And if it does work, then it's something that we'll continue and maybe even see expanded throughout the system.
Yes, and I will say this, at Muncie, we also showed it to a hospice case. It's somebody that a lady that was never going to get out of prison, and she really wanted to see the ocean. And Muncie staff asked us to come up and show her the ocean through virtual technology, reality, and to see the tears coming down her cheeks and the impact it had and the thankfulness. And it got around the other inmates in SEI Muncie, and they actually heard back from it that it had a positive impact on a lot of the people there, including the mental health population, which we used it on as well.
I think sometimes people forget that inmates actually are people too, and that sometimes they want to see things before, you know, they end their lives end. And like you said, this individual was going to die in prison, correct?
Yes.
So now, what other future plans do you think the DOC might have for the use of virtual reality?
Well, first and foremost, we have to be fiscally responsible because of the budget and everything else we're going through. So as we see this technology, the prices are coming down on this. So we will be able to expand it down the road. But right now, we want to see how it works currently. We've done a lot of things with virtual reality from the hospice cases, but we also did go back and look at training and how can we utilize this to help maybe corrections officers or monitors, you know, experience what a cell extraction is like, experience what it's like to do a cell search and do one, a good one. And maybe even for monitors, you know, you come across somebody that's unresponsive, maybe there's an overdose situation, and walk them through the process through a virtual reality world and show them all the way through the use of naloxone so we can save lives through this technology. It's a great tool for training. It's a great tool for reentry. Think about this. You're down for 30 or 40 years, and you're coming out of prison, and technology has changed in the past just several years. Think what it's like for those people to come out. The only thing they've ever seen is television. But to experience a large department store or a grocery store and all the choices and the anxiety and stress associated with that, having that experience firsthand through virtual reality, when you get out, you know pretty much what to expect. You can look around and you can experience it firsthand. How to order a sandwich at one of these convenience stores. It causes me stress, you know, waiting for people behind me to choose what meats and what toppings and what dressings you want on everything you're ordering. To be able to show that to them before they get out. Maybe even look to the future as to maybe using street maps so you can do walking your old streets and walking from the center or your home to where the bus station is and how to get onto the bus. Utilizing this technology could be limitless, and there's so many wonderful people out there have given so many different ideas and concepts as to how we can utilize this to improve the reentry process for inmates back in the community and be successful. It's been a wonderful experience for me personally.
Excellent. What a great program. Well, Dan, thank you very much. That's a wrap for this PADOC podcast. Again, we'd like to thank Dan McIntyre for joining us, and we look forward to providing you, our listeners, with another podcast about another DOC program in the very near future. We hope you'll join us. In the meantime, listeners can stay current on DOC news by visiting the DOC's website at www.cor.pa.gov. Thanks for joining us.